From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Sheila Cast, sitting in for Leanne Hansen. And joining me is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Sheila.
So what's keeping you busy these days?
Well, I play table tennis. I've mentioned this on the air before. Lately, I've increased my play to 5 and sometimes 6 nights a week. And I tell you why I love table tennis so much. It's great exercise. It's very fast-paced. You always have to think. You can talk with your opponent, unlike tennis, where you have to yell across the court. So I just find it a great release, a great way to wind down from whatever I've been doing during the day.
And you can play indoors.
And it's indoors. It's year-round. You can play in for your teens up to your 90s. It's really a game for everyone.
But 5 or 6 nights a week, you must be eating into your puzzle time.
Well, I'm obsessed on 2 things, as you can see.
Now tell us about the challenge you left us with last week.
Yes, it came from listener David Rosen of Amherst, Massachusetts. I said, think of a word that means to fail. Change the first letter to the next letter of the alphabet, and you'll get a phrase that means to fail. What are these terms?
What are these terms?
They are founder to go under.
Ah, founder and go under. We had about 860 entries from people who solved that puzzle, and our winner, randomly selected from the correct answers, is Will Falmer from Burlington, Vermont. Welcome, Will.
Hello.
And how are you doing?
I'm good.
Good. What do you do there in Vermont?
I own a couple of video stores, one in Burlington and one in Middlebury.
And does that give you time to play the puzzle?
Nothing stops me from doing the puzzle.
Have you been playing long?
I've been playing for a couple of years.
Okay. Are you obsessive the way Will Shortz is?
I think so, yeah. My sister and my sister-in-law got me into this, and we sort of use it as an excuse to have a lot of long-distance calls all week while we're trying to figure out the answer.
Will Shortz, you may have met your match. Will Falmer, meet Will Shortz.
Hi, Will.
Hi, Will. Well, this is great. In honor of Academy Awards tonight, I've brought a movie puzzle, which I have a feeling you're going to be good at. Every answer is a famous movie with a two-word title. I'm going to give you some two-word phrases. Change one letter in each word to name the movie. For example, if I said Live Storm, you would say Love Story, changing the I of Live to an O and the M of Storm to a Y.
Gotcha.
Number one is Many Poppies.
Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins is right. Number two, Pump Faction.
Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction is right. Oddfeller.
Old Yeller.
Old Yeller is right. Meter Man.
Oh.
You're saying Meter Man?
Meter Man, yeah.
Like Neverland.
That's a big hint.
Never.
Well, the answer is, the clue is Meter Man, and Sheila just gave you a big hint for the answer.
She said Neverland.
Yeah.
That's something in this movie, not the name of
it. Oh, Peter Pan, I see.
Peter Pan is right. Good, good, good. Try this one. Fat Ballot. F-A-T-B-A-L-L-O-T.
Cat Baloo.
Cat Baloo. Excellent. Racing Bell. R-A-C-I-N-G. B-E-L-L.
Racing Hell? No, that's what this is. Racing Bell.
Change the C of racing.
Raging Bull.
Raging Bull. Oh. Excellent. Deck Soap. D-E-C-K-S-O-A-P. This one you want to change vowels.
Duck Soup.
Duck Soup is right. How about Care Bear? C-A-R-E-B-E-A-R. 1991.
Care Bear.
And a big hint, Robert De Niro.
I'm stuck, too.
It was a scary movie.
Cape Fear.
Cape Fear is right. Try this one. Bring These. B-R-I-N-G-T-H-E-S-E. 1979. Peter Sellers.
Being There.
Being There. Excellent. Duck Track. D-U-C-K-T-R-A-C-K.
Dick Tracy.
That was fast. Harley Lights, as on lights on your motorcycle. Harley Lights.
Harley Lights. Harlem Nights.
That's right. Kind Song. K-I-N-D-S-O-N-G.
King Kong.
Yes. East River.
first one would be something that's not hard.
Fast.
Sheila just gave a
easy.
Good, yes.
Rider.
Easy Rider is right, and your last one is Come Along. C-O-M-E-A-L-O-N-G.
Oh, like where you live?
Home Alone.
Home Alone is right.
Hey, Will, that was great.
That was fun.
And for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, The Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, Volume 2, and the New York Times' Will Short's Favorite Sunday Crossword Puzzles from St. Martin's Press. Will, what public radio station do you listen to?
WVPS.
In Burlington?
Yes.
And I bet you they're very proud of you. Will Falmer from Burlington, Vermont, thanks for playing the puzzle with
Thank
us.
Thank you very much.
Goodbye.
Bye.
And now, Will Short's, what's the challenge you have for us to work on this coming week?
Well, name two things you might wear on your foot. Same number of letters in each word. Change one letter in each of these words to a new letter, and you'll name a classic movie. What is it? So again, two things you might wear on your foot, same number of letters in each word, change one letter in each word to a new letter, and the result will name a classic movie. What is it?
And when you have the answer, email us at puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and we'll call if you're the winner, and you'll get to play the puzzle on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. There's also information on our website at npr.org. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Sheila.